Welcome to the podcast today and to your daily dose of the Word of God. Today I want to speak to you again about Jesus riding the donkey into Jerusalem, part number 4. In fact, I preached last Wednesday on the subject, Will You Be a Donkey for Jesus? If you recall, we've already discussed how the little donkey is like us. We previously discussed that the donkey had to be redeemed, the donkey had to be released, and the donkey had to be ruled. Today, I want to discuss how the donkey had to be ridden, R-I-D-D-E-N, ridden. The Bible says in Luke 19:35, and they brought him, that him is the donkey, and they brought him to Jesus, and they cast their garments upon the colt, and they set Jesus thereon. Wow. Verse 35 says, and they set Jesus thereon. This little donkey had been foreordained by God to carry Jesus into Jerusalem. That was his purpose. That was his mission in life. You know, our purpose is also to bring glory to God and to carry Jesus to a lost and dying world. Let me ask you a question. Are you fulfilling your God-given purpose, or are you wasting time in other activities and other things? Are you carrying Jesus to others? We need to allow Jesus to ride in our lives and take him to a lost and dying world. Will you carry Jesus to others, to those who are still lost and unsaved? Instead of letting Jesus ride in our lives, many are just trying to drive Jesus around and tell him where to go and what they will do. Why don't we allow Jesus to be the driver? Why don't we just give him our lives and allow him to ride with us and guide and direct us in what we should do, where we should go, and the way we should do things? Just allow Jesus to be the boss and the Lord and the master of your life. Will you allow Jesus to do that, or are you too interested in other things? So let me close by asking you a question. Will you be a donkey for Jesus? Wow, it doesn't matter if the service isn't high and prestigious. It doesn't matter if the service is lowly. Anything we do for the master is an honor and a blessing. It's a privilege to serve. May God bless you today.